everyone. Welcome. Board of Astoria Board of Commissioners meeting in a regular session. I call the meeting to order at 4:00. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Hill.
Here.
Commissioner Spence.
Present via Zoom.
Commissioner Roan.
Here.
Commissioner Campbell.
Here.
And Commissioner Stevens.
Here.
Would you all please join us in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any changes or additions to the agenda?
Commissioner, I would request an addition, and I apologize for getting this so late. I try not to do this, but I figured this topic is a bit non-controversial and does not take a lot of background. I received information from Mark Cuella on behalf of Columbia Memorial Hospital regarding a request from the Port of Astoria for a letter of support in some grant monies they are requesting from the state. And so I've included the information on your desk that he had sent over. Basically what they're looking at is a tsunami evacuation structure. They've already obtained $20 million from FEMA to support this project. And as a requirement of that grant, they need 30%, so $6 million in match money for which they are asking from the state of Oregon. So you have a copy of the email message he had sent me, as well as some data on the project itself. And then he also included a draft that CMH put together of a support letter. And so I am requesting that we add that as an action item for tonight. They are requesting that they receive those letters by this Friday, so Friday, March 7th. And so because of that, we are adding it to the agenda tonight.
I understand. Commissioners agree with this? We made it item 8B. Any objection to that?
I thought you were going to say bravo.
I'm trying to wean myself.
I move we approve the agenda with the addition of action item bravo. Build CMH expansion project letter of support.
Second.
Well, all the people say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous approval will become action item 8B as a basis. Any other changes or additions to the agenda? Public comment, item 5, for items on the agenda not covered by a public hearing. Opportunity to speak to the commission.
No,
and we currently have none. We'll move on to the consent calendar, which we can approve in meeting minutes for the 21st of January, and a workshop session on the 18th of February, airport advisory committee minutes, financials for January, and an event calendar. Consent calendar.
Except from as presented.
Very well.
Second.
Any not in favor? Can we move on? The consent calendar is approved. And we're ready for our advisory. Port of Astoria Waterfront Developer Discussion Advisory.
Thank you, Commissioner. Starting on page 21 of your packet, I have a copy of the proposal that was put forth by a group consisting of American Life, Atlin Investments, as well as Elevator Shaft LLC for the development of our West Basin area as outlined in our Waterfront Master Plan. And so just for the sake of the public, to rewind a little bit. This has been a quite lengthy process to get to this point. Obviously, initially working in partnership with the City of Astoria to get the waterfront master plan in place, and then the zoning changes that had to occur in order to implement that plan. And then during that time, the port contracted with Popkin Real Estate to help shepherd us through this process. And so here about a month ago, we had an interview committee that consisted of two of our commissioners, so Commissioners Roan and Commissioners Hill, as well as from staff, myself and Director McGrath. David Reed from the Chamber of Commerce was also involved in that process, as well as our consultants at Popkin Real Estate, and then also John Southgate, who was the key consultant in working through the master plan itself, and so he had a lot of context for the project. I've reported this before, but I will reiterate, we had some really qualified proposals that came forward, some qualified folks, and I think through the interview process, we heard a lot of great ideas, and it left the interview committee with some tough choices to make. And so we debriefed after the process, and as a group determined that this was, in our opinion, the best fit for the port moving forward. Now, over the course of the last few weeks, we've done quite a bit of vetting. Popkin Real Estate has handled a lot of that, checking references, reaching out to other folks not listed as references. I've done some of that work myself, especially, and as you'll see in their presentation, with some of the local work that they've done. I've spoke with folks that were involved in those projects, and so I'm happy to report that everything checked out, and this group was really highly regarded by those that they had worked with. And so kind of the plan here now is we wanted to put this on an agenda as an advisory to get this information out and give the commission, give the public a chance to look through it, to digest the information. And they are planning on being out here at our next commission meeting. So on March 18th, their group will be here at the port to give a public presentation. There'll also be an opportunity at that time to ask any questions, voice any concerns, and then hopefully get an approval and move this thing forward. I know they're really excited about this project, and we've communicated to them at several different times of how important it is, not only in terms of achieving what we laid out in the master plan, but also doing this in a timely fashion. I think that's a priority of the port. We understand that with projects like these, especially with public entities like the port, they almost never happen as quickly as we would like, but I think they understand the urgency behind this. This is something, and it was one of the reasons that I think the committee was very supportive of this group, was their capacity to move this project forward. And so for your review in the packet, they will be out here on the 18th, and I know, speaking for myself, I'm very excited to have this group on board with their experience, their expertise, their resources, and I'm confident that they're a group that can see this project through from start to finish.
Very good.
Where are we looking at? Page 35, is that
the... So the presentation starts on page 21. And again, I think that the intent for tonight was just to get this information out there, give the commission a chance to see it, and be prepared for when they're out here in 2 weeks for their full presentation. Prepared to voice any concerns, ask any questions that you might have.
So I guess I'll go. Commissioner Hill and I were on the committee, and there were really some really great presentations. Some of the presentations, they did an extraordinary. Other presentations did an extraordinary amount of groundwork. petition, and staff kind of gravitated towards it, and I think two reasons. One would be the financing. When you're building a hotel and you don't own the ground, financing is a great, it becomes an exercise of creativity, and they seem to bring to bear a team that focused on their capacity to finance the project through, not, you know, all portions of it. And the other issue was that the challenges in terms of land use planning, and they had just, they worked with the North Coast Business Park with the county to get a lot of that done. So they've already have a line to the governor's office to deal with land use planning issues. As we know, it's very challenging, and out there in the North Coast Business Park with all the wetland issues and things. So they're already familiar with the players they need to. I think that's something the deputy director and I might gravitated towards, is their capacity to be able to get through those sorts of hurdles. And so the primarily drove them over the edge is their capacity to pay for it and their capacity to get through the permitting. A lot of people had some amazing presentations, but how are you going to pay for it? Well, they would help the port apply for a grant. That's not really exciting. So that's the way I see it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good synopsis. One of the things that I think helped put that one over the edge was the relationships with Honex. So the cruise operators out of Alaska. So the ability for them to bring additional tours here is going to be significant. And I think that's going to bear a lot to the port's revenues down the road.
Other questions or discussion? Can you tell me, did the current person who leases the property, leases the hotel, provide input, did make a bid, or a, what do you call it, a request for expressions of interest?
Yeah, so these submittals are public, so I can't say that yes, the Param group did provide a response. The response was very brief. It was less than a page.
Okay.
And we did not bring them in for an interview.
There we go. Okay, good.
We did have one applicant that really excellent reputation locally, only wanted to do the hotel and nothing else. Mm-hmm. And the hotel's kind of the bait. You get them, but we want the whole master central waterfront master plan to be advanced and completed, and so that is the challenge that they need to take seriously.
Good. I think you're right. Comprehensive approach is going to be a good one. I want to thank Commissioner Brown and Hill for taking on that extra task, and from what I'm hearing, all did a good job working with staff and providing us with this expression of interest from a good company. I think it's important for us to look at this and realize that we've got to spend some time thinking about it. Like the director said, we've got a couple of weeks to delve into the contents and take a look at the drawings and the concept here, and then be prepared to advance any modifications that you feel like as the commissioners and be able to back them up so we can move forward, as Commissioner Rhodes said. So my question would be, this is a concept. 2 weeks from now, we will hear a more detailed briefing. And after that, the plan should start to solidify. Is that your vision?
Correct. So I guess my hope between now and the 18th would be, as you review this document, if there's particular concerns or areas that you would like to hear more about, you could forward those to me, either email me or give me a call and let me know, and I can pass that on to them to make sure that they're prepared and they can specifically address any concerns. I mean, if your questions are more generic, they probably don't need to be prepared for that. But if in reviewing this, there are things you would like to hear much more detail, it would be helpful to get that information to me so that they can be as prepared as possible. But yes, and as I talked about in the preamble, they are aware of the urgency that we're putting on this, and especially with our consultants with Popkin Real Estate. I think sometimes when he sees my name on his phone, I think he hesitates to pick up because he knows I'm going to be asking kind of where we are with things. So we want to push on this as hard as we can, and obviously not be reckless or do things in a way that are going to jeopardize the project, but urgency is a key part of this, and making sure that the timeline is as short as possible to move this thing forward.
Any questions? Ready to move on? Are those on the concept drawing here that we have? Are those trees out there on and bushes on Pier 1 or Cargo Pier?
Where are you?
On the
35.
Yeah, page 24. Yeah, 24 or 35. It's called Story by Story Request for Expression of Interest presented by American Life Inc. That's an investment. It looks like this.
Yeah, I think they're just showing the landscaping there. There is that median that separates the parking lot where you're kind of seeing that row of greenery.
The main focus is there where you see on the Marina, I guess it would be the southern, the bottom, where you see the hotel and the village. And then I guess what's really interesting is they're proposing another hotel at the east end. And their idea is to have two hotels. One would be the one on the west would be a more luxury hotel. And the East End Hotel would cater more to like the Bowie 10 Fishery, more like what the current hotel is doing, I guess. And their theory is that if they have a hotel on each end, it'll create cross traffic, and then the fishing village in the middle will be the beneficiary of both, and hit a critical mass of people doing things.
Thank you. Check Zoom with Commissioner Spence. He's been in that position for a long time.
Yep, that's not bad. He's there.
We're ready to move on to the action items. Action item 8A is Sarah Workalala, Columbia River Counseling Lease Agreement.
Thank you, Commissioner. So we have Sue Transu, our property manager here, to introduce this new lease for Sarah.
Good evening, Commissioners. I just wanted to present the lease for Sarah Workman, who's also doing business as a lawyer at River Counseling, LLC. The tenant is currently leasing suite 101 at the 10th Pier 1 building, and the lease is set to expire on March 31st, 2025. And the tenant is asking for an additional 5 years for the renewal. She doesn't have an option to renew at this point. The tenant also asked for a change in terms that includes changing the termination notice from 30 days to 60 days. And she's been a tenant with the port since 2015 and has been a good tenant. So the port is agreeable with the requested changes in the terms. So at this time, I would like to ask Commission for approval for the renewal for the lease for Sarah Workman.
Questions from the Commission? Discussion?
I move that we approve the commercial lease agreement between Port of Astoria and Sarah Workala.
So there's a map attached for the exhibit.
I'm looking.
What are you looking at?
So there's a map of this space attached.
It was page 53 and 54, so 53 would be...
Oh, okay.
Exhibit A, the interior, and then page 54 would be the exterior photo.
Which one is it?
That's the outside.
It's right near the restrooms, kind of in the main foyer, across the hallway there.
Okay.
first floor of the Pier 1 building?
That's the inside.
Which space is it?
So it's right off the main foyer, first floor of the Pier 1 building, the main foyer area. It's the office right off that space, across the hallway from the restrooms.
That's 101?
Yeah.
Is that designated on that?
Correct.
It's looking at right side of the city.
Those callers are misleading. I mean, it's just the one with 101, right?
Yes, it's a suite, it's about 500 square feet.
Yeah, but it kind of looks like it, green goes on, but that isn't part of it.
This is a renewal, is it not?
They're requesting a renewal.
$919 a month.
Yeah, it's a new lease, but she's been in the space for 10 years.
Okay.
And her current agreement has no verbiage in there for additional renewals, and so current tenant, but new lease, and this would be a 5-year term.
Good. Well, we have a motion on the floor.
I'll second it.
And a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed? Commissioner Smith?
Aye.
Thank you. We're ready for, thank you to appreciate it. Action item 8D, which was added. Letter of support for the Bowman Memorial Hospital project.
Thank you, Commissioner. So I spoke a little bit about it earlier. You have the documentation in front of you. Again, this is for the CMH project. And this specific ask is for funding for the tsunami evacuation structure, for which the hospital has already secured a $20 million grant through FEMA, so a federal grant that requires a 30% match. So there's $6 million either locally or through the state in match money that is required. And so CMH has asked the port to provide a letter of support for the $6 million match that they are seeking from the state of Oregon.
And to make it clear, this is the CMH Foundation?
Correct. So and Mr. Ozer probably could speak more eloquently than I could for this. And so the CMH Foundation is technically a separate entity that does a lot of fundraising for the hospital itself. The director of the CMH Foundation is Mark Cuella. Who's also, as you know, president of the county commission.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, I tell you what, I think it's really an asset for the community here to be getting an updated hospital such as this. And I think it's very necessary. A lot of people flown out here because they can't handle it here. But I would move that we approve that support going forward.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
You know, if the staff wants to do anything to the letter to make it more less generic, rather.
That would be up to the commission. Again, Mark provided this letter.
The staff to have license to maybe individualize the letter more from the board. If the staff thinks that's helpful.
I'll work with the staff if you're not having any objection to that.
No.
Further discussion? Motion and a second. So your vision that this letter would come from the commission? Signed by the chairman, like we did for the last one for the city of Oregon?
I tend to think that's the best process, to have the highest highest elected official organization sign, mm-hmm. which in this case, would be the president of the commission. But if the commissioner would rather have me sign it, this is something I wouldn't have a problem putting my name to. But
I will sign unless the commissioners have an objection to that. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Commissioner Spence?
Aye.
Very good. Thank you. That concludes our action items. Item 9 is public comment for non-agenda items. And we have none. That must mean we are doing a good job. Due for commission reports. Commissioner Campbell.
Well, I've been thinking that I believe it's about time the commission takes a real hard look at the East End Basin and the waiting process that we're going through. And it looks like we've been here about 6 years when it's been actually first condemned by the state bridge engineer. And the taxpayers have about $50 million in rehab dilatation in that East Basin by resheeting all the sheet pile around it, rebuilding the breakwater. And I think waiting on a grant for us is like waiting on the moon to fall in. I would think that at this time, it's probably the board ought to think about a bond issue to put that back in. We have a waiting list over here at the basin to get in here, and East Basin is returning no money whatsoever right now other than just the boat ramp and the parking. So I would imagine, in my thoughts, that we should consider maybe a bond issue on the November election to go ahead and put that causeway back in and get it viable again. I don't know what we're looking at to replace that ramp, but I would imagine somewhere around $12, $14 million.
You mean the causeway?
The causeway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you speak with anybody about the costs, Jim?
No, I just kind of...
Go out on experience?
Yeah, with the precast, you know, no doubt that's the only way to go anymore.
Yeah.
Precast concrete. Bridge work like they've done in the city here with the bridges.
About 5 or 6 years ago, Bergeson Construction was called in here. That was before you were here, before Will became director. And he said he could repair the causeway, that's too late now, but for about 5 or 6 million, and he would be happy to do it.
That's
because
good.
Because he would come back every couple of years and do it again. And the cost for rebuilding the whole thing, putting it back in operation without having to fix it every 2 or 3 years, wasn't that 8 million or 10 million?
Could be 20, I don't know.
Well, by now it is, yeah.
I mean, you still wouldn't have anything until you get away from the wood.
Yeah.
This would be a permanent 50-year project here, you know, that would last. And
for the application of the public, that's why we can't touch it. That's over half of our budget right now. We would be out of business doing anything else if we follow our urge to correct that situation in the East Moraine Basin.
That used to be a dedicated street, and the city somehow vacated it some years ago. Why, I don't know, but they did.
I think it's pretty clear why.
Yeah, probably seen that. The light on the wall there. But that's the only way we're going to get that back most. And it's a shame to let that expensive breakwater sit there and nothing happened to it then. You know.
This is an interesting suggestion, as Commissioner comments. I would like to work with staff and see how feasible that is, and whether we want to take that on. Would you be willing to come in and talk with staff about it?
Yes.
Staff, would you be willing to talk with Commissioner Campbell about this idea?
Yep.
Okay.
I've pushed pretty hard on it, but in the past, and kind of came to the conclusion that Pier 2 was by far and away. If we had 20 priorities, then Pier 2 would be 1 through 19.
Yes, sir.
And so the idea was to help the port get the most important things going, and that would give us the ability to work on that. I'm not saying that the East End Mooring Basin is not important, and every time any of us drives by it, I'm sure none of us is pleased. But also, recently, of course, the causeway was removed, kind of, I think, as a first step in setting the table for maybe more success in being able to apply for grants. Ultimately, the thing doesn't employ a lot of people in the long term. Most grant agencies are interested in employment. Mm-hmm. Again, my argument would be that if you could moor 30 fishing vessels there, 30 commercial fishing vessels, and each vessel was a $1 million business, well, then that would be $30 million in economic activity, even though the port doesn't get that much money. But I was willing to hold my horses, I guess. As we understand, Pier 2 is critical, and the central waterfront, and the airport. Those are all things that are going to give us the ability to help the port to devote resources to something like that. All the things need to happen, but what do you do first?
Thank you.
Of all the questions I am asked about things at the port, probably the East End Basin comes up more often than any other. And of course, I have a commercial fishing background, so that people that are in the commercial fishing business and with boat mortgage issues and so on, that's why they asked me that question. And I've had really good discussions with Will, and he's made it very clear to me why it's not a headline operation, and it's because the East End Basin doesn't pay for itself, basically. And that's not to say it can't do that in the future, but right now it's not on the front burner because of that. And, but Jim, I agree with you. I don't know much about bonds in the big picture, but if that is an option, you know, I think we should just.
I think people are pretty heavily taxed and tired of paying for everybody's bond.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think that's where
we ran into that with the airport bond with LifeLight.
But as far as there's been a lot of bonds.
Well, it has potential, you know, with the cruise ships and everything.
Yeah.
I can visualize the dolphins going by on the outside of it,
yeah,
and make a real nice cruise facility out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Something for another day.
Well, we'll look into it. Thank you. You have anything else?
That's it.
Commissioner Room. Commissioner Comments?
A couple weekends ago, the Fisher Poets, been going on for more than 20 years in Astoria, more of the creative side of the maritime industry, and it brings something I've been going to about that same length of time. I thoroughly enjoy it, and the town is absolutely packed. Difficult to even find a place to park. But anyway, I think it really is an event celebrating our maritime history.
Well, thank you. Mr. Hill.
Well, I'd like to say, I'd like to give a big shout out to the Port of Astoria's Executive Director, Deputy Director, and for that matter, the entire staff. The amount of work they do behind the scenes, I can't imagine. And I don't think any of us have any idea how much work that is. And I just am
grateful for what they do, and they should be recognized all the time for being the workers and the talent they are. Period.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Small but powerful. I agree with your comments. Commissioner Spence, Commissioner's comments?
Yes, I do. I want to refer to our page 33 on the financial capability of the American Life. The project will be funded primarily with EB-5 equity with a small debt component to enhance the overall yield. The EB-5 program allows foreign investors to get an American green card if they invest $800,000 in the targeted employment area, which typically is in a rural area, which Astoria qualifies for. They have company that this developer represents has extensive work and with overseas network, and it has the EB-5 equity has multiple advantages. Now, this proposal was made before all of the brouhaha and fallout within the past week of the Trump administration putting on a number of embargoes and surcharges. And what I will ask the representative when he appears before us next week is, this is written before that, is the proposal affected by the work of what's happening in the administration? So just alert, I will be raising that question at our next meeting when it is there.
Can I answer real quick?
Well, certainly, yeah.
That was multiple people, applicants use that strategy, and it's my understanding, I think the administration would support that. And it's something they've done in large cities like New York, and it's usually twice as much, $1.6 million for the same program. So I think, honestly, you certainly should ask the question, but I believe this is in line with the administration.
Anything else?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for that input. My comments are brief. I did attend the Senator Merkley, Congresswoman Bonamici Town Hall. The portion was for local officials. I'm proud to say that the Deputy Director was there and Commissioner Hill was there. Most discussion was on national politics, and from the local officials there attending the meeting, I only had a few minutes to really address items, and housing and child care were the main features of that. There was one gentleman we know, John Lansing, said he was representing a local state representative, Dr. Gelati, and he discussed dredging and the East Basin.
That's all I have to report.
We're ready for executive director comments.
Thank you, Commissioner. Before I get to my comments, I'll just add a little bit to the discussion, because I've been asked the question a lot too, in terms of with all of the changes right now happening at the federal level and what impacts that may have locally. Actually, the newspaper had reached out just the other day with a similar question. And I think at this point, it's probably best to take a wait and see approach. There's seems to be a lot of chaos right now. And so I think hopefully over the next few months, things kind of settle out and there's a clearer picture of how things stand. So I know specifically when the newspaper had reached out, I pretty much said I would defer to those agencies to kind of speak on what changes might be happening or what impacts there could be, because it's hard to predict right now. So anyway, that being said, I just have a few items for today. The first one is, and it's hard to believe we're at this point in the calendar, but our mission to D.C. is next week. And so Matt and I will be heading to Washington, D.C. next week to do some lobbying. As always, it's a great opportunity. PNWA, the Pacific Northwest Waterways Association, does a really good job of putting on this event. And through their connections, they're able to put us in some good positions. We meet with the entire Northwest delegation of senators and representatives from Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. So we spend a full day on the House side and then a full day on the Senate side. And it's always interesting in those, and this is sort of irregardless of party, how with some of those folks you can tell they're very well studied on the information PNWA provides, and they're seem like excited to be there, and they max out the time, and then others you can tell are kind of staring at the clock, wondering how quickly they can get out of there. So it's an interesting dynamic, but it's a good opportunity for the port to really advocate for our priorities. It's also a good time over there to be able to meet with a lot of the staffers from the delegation, and those relationships become very, very important. And we've seen that over the last few years with some of the success the port has had with grants that I think can directly be tied specifically to those relationships with staffers who have the ear of our elected. So important event for sure. And so the event starts on Monday and runs through Thursday. And so Director McGrath and I will be out next week for that, but available by telephone, and I'll be checking out on my emails and things like that. So if there's something urgent, please bring it to my attention. And then just a couple other quick things. We had posted here a couple weeks ago for our accounts receivable and payroll position. We don't have positions like these come open at the port very often. People tend to stay here once they get here. And so Melanie's headed up that process. We've gone through a series of interviews. We've had, I think, some good candidates. And so I think we're getting close to making a hire on that. Although I did kind of throw a wrench in her plans today. So we'll see where that goes. And then just for the general public, I know there's some folks in this room who have already filed, but we do have port elections coming up in May. The filing deadline is March 20th, and interestingly, in going through the candidate filings for the different entities, we have multiple candidates for each seat, whereas a lot of the, or most of the other entities don't even have all of their seats filled up with candidates for all the positions they have available. And so probably exciting for the port to meet. I kind of think that shows that folks are interested and want to be a part of what we're doing. As always, I hope those things stay really positive and move the port forward, which I think they will. So March 20th is the deadline for the May 20th election. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Questions for the director? There's none. Our upcoming meeting dates are, first of all, there is the Airport Advisory Committee meeting on March 17th. And we will meet with the full commission in a workshop session on March 18th, 4 p.m. And the next regular session will be April 1st. You'll be back by then.
I'll be back.
Okay, that will be at 4 p.m. as well. I want to thank Melanie for being a pinch hitter tonight. Good job, thank you. And hearing nothing else, meeting is adjourned. Thank you.